All right, grab your Bible, grab your journal, and let's get ready to learn together. Tonight's gonna be a shorter message because we wanna give you some extended time having fun at the after party that I think Jamaican Santa's gonna come back and let us know more about after the message. So grab your Bible, grab your journal, and we are gonna continue our series we've been talking through this school year called I'm Glad You Asked, where we've been answering common questions from curious students like you. And so tonight, our question is this. You may have heard a little bit about it just now in Addie's testimony. Tonight, the question is, why is reading the Bible so important? Why is reading the Bible so important? Maybe you've heard your parents tell you you should, or your small group leaders tell you you should, or your pastor at your church tell you you should, or maybe your friends, or maybe even you in your heart of hearts knows, hey, this is something important. If I want to know Jesus, if I want to follow him, then I should read his word. Maybe you know that. But when you get down to thinking about this question, why is reading my Bible so important? You don't really have a great answer. And what results is the Bible, the truth that is recorded in it, stays dormant in the pages and has no effect on your life. And tonight, I want to make a case that your Bible, God's word, is the most valuable possession that you own. And that's why you should read it. I want to make the case that reading the Bible is so important because of the immeasurable value that it brings to my life, to your life right now, to my life, and to your life forever. Reading your Bible is so important because of the immeasurable value. You can't even put a dollar amount to it. It's more valuable than your favorite pair of shoes, more valuable than your Xbox, your PlayStation, the car you drive, the house you live in. Anything that you own and treasure as a valuable possession of yours, God's word is infinitely much more valuable. And I want to share with you from God's word why that's the case, and hopefully you walk out of here more passionate, more excited as a high school student to spend time in God's word. So I want to invite you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 19. We're going to look at four verses or so from Psalm 19 as we answer this question. Why is reading the Bible so important? Psalm 19, if you've never read it before, if you've never heard of it, maybe you've heard or heard someone reference the first verse where it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. In other words, the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the oceans, anything beautiful, anywhere beautiful or amazing or awe-inspiring that you have been, it is screaming out that there's a wonderful creator, the God of the universe that spoke all of it into existence, and he also created you, and he loves you, and he wants a relationship with you. And so that's how the psalm starts off, and then David, the psalmist, King David, the second king of Israel, he takes a quick right turn from talking about the beauty of creation, and he starts talking about the beauty of God's word. Because creation tells us a lot about God, but God's word tells us so much more. And so the first reason why reading your Bible is so important is because its perfect truth brings your soul to life. Its perfect truth brings your soul and my soul to life. And we'll see that in Psalm 19, verse 7, the first part of verse 7, which says this, the instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. Now, why would your soul, why would my soul need reviving? It's because something has gone terribly wrong. The God of the universe created this universe perfect, and he put perfect human beings in charge of the created world. And he says, as long as you follow me and follow my commands, it will go well with you. There will be blessing and joy and peace. And our forefathers said, you know what? Nah, we don't care what God has to say. We would rather do our own thing. We want to be God instead. And ever since then, this world has been broken. Every human being that has been born has been broken, marred by sin, separated from God, destined to spend eternity separated from Him. But this book tells us so much. It tells us that there is something wrong, but it also tells us that there is a solution to that problem, and that the God of the universe loved you so much that He sent His Son Jesus. The season that we're celebrating right now is the birth of the Savior of the world. God Himself, the creator of everything that there is, became a helpless baby who couldn't walk, who couldn't talk, who couldn't feed Himself, because He wanted to experience everything that you will experience. He wanted to walk through this life perfectly without sin, so that He could be the sacrifice on the cross for your sins, taking your place, taking your sin, taking your punishment on His life, and giving you life, and giving you hope, and giving you purpose, and giving you a reconciled relationship with God. It's all in here. And if you have questions about how did this all get here, or what's my purpose, or what's gonna happen after I die, or whatever question you have, there's an answer in this book. That's why it's so important to read the Bible. Now, we don't worship the Bible. We don't think that the Bible is God, right? It's not something that we're like idolizing as so much more important. The Bible isn't God. God is God. We don't worship the Bible, we worship God. However, the Bible is a gateway to knowing who God is and what He's like. So maybe a question to ask and answer for yourself honestly is, man, do I want to know more about who God is and what He's like? Because if you do, you have access right in your pocket, right on your shelf, on the internet, wherever. There's access to knowing who God is and what He's like. I remember when my soul was brought to life when I was 11 years old, and a preacher was at our church talking about God's love for us and how He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross and raise again for our sins. And then He invited anyone who wanted to accept this free gift of salvation that was being offered by Jesus to come forward and to be shown from God's word how I could have a relationship with Jesus. And so I did. And someone walked me through the fact that I was a sinner, that I was broken, and there was nothing I could do about it. But the God of the universe did something about it for me. And that now I could have a relationship with God. And so the instructions of the Lord are perfect. They revive the soul. They bring the soul to life. And that's why you should read your Bible, because so much of that truth is in there. The second reason you should read your Bible is because its trustworthy guidance makes you wise. You should read your Bible. It's so important to read the Bible because its trustworthy guidance makes you wise. Look at the second part of Psalm 19, verse 7. Psalm 19, the second half of verse 7 says this: "The decrees of the Lord, they are trustworthy, and they make wise the simple." Another way of saying that is it makes people that aren't wise, people that don't have the right perspective of the world, people that are confused, people that are less knowledgeable, it makes you wise. This book, God's word. So, do you want to be wise? I would venture to say every single one of you do. Here's the thing I want to tell you. Every single one of you, someone is always teaching you something. Someone is always teaching you something. It could be a teacher in your classroom. It could be your parents, your friends, your peers, that movie you watch, that song you just listened to, that TikTok video you just watched, that Snapchat that someone sent you. Someone is always teaching you how to think, how to react, what you should do, how you should live. Why not be taught by the one who knows everything, the God of the universe? Because you're going to be taught by someone. It's up to you who teaches you, who you believe, who you trust in. Here's the deal. Our culture is so confusing. It's trying to teach us, but it doesn't even know what it's teaching us because it's broken and enslaved to sin. One quick example of that is that our world, our culture, the same culture brings us the idea of not exploiting women, right? Of the Me Too movement, of making sure women are taken care of, are respected, are treated with dignity and honor and respect and not taken advantage of. All of which I am so in on because God's word is in on, right? But that same culture that's telling you that women shouldn't be exploited or mistreated or taken advantage of, that very same culture brings you the several billions of dollars industry of the pornography industry, right? That same culture that's like, don't take advantage of women, but actually, maybe you should. Did you know that every day, 37 pornographic videos are created in the United States? Every day, every single day, 2.5 billion with a B emails are sent that contain pornographic content. Every day, 68 million search engine inquiries are related to pornography. That's one quarter of the times that every human on earth today went on Google or whatever the search engine was, one in four times it was for some pornographic content. Every day. Every day, 116,000 search inquiries are being made for child pornographic content. Y'all, the same culture that's saying don't exploit women is the same one that's saying, but also do. It's so confusing. But you know what isn't confusing? You know what's pretty clear on how we should treat women and view women? God's word. It's trustworthy truths. Make you wise. This world is confusing. The advice that you get from people is broken and flawed, but the advice and the guidance and the wisdom that you get from this, it's trustworthy. And so you should read your Bible because its perfect truths bring your soul to life. You should read your Bible. It's so important to read it because its trustworthy guidance makes you wise. To see the world how it should be seen. And then lastly, the third reason why it's so important to read your Bible from Psalm 19 is that its clear insights offer more joy and less scars. The insights, the wisdom, the direction for life written and recorded in the Word offers you more joy and less scars. Let's look back at Psalm 19, verses 8 through 11. Where it says this, the commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. Don't you want joy to your heart? I think you do. The commandments of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure. It lasts forever. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. They're more desirable than gold, even the finest of gold. They're sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. You see that last line? It is a great reward for those who obey God's instructions. And so you see, God's word is as important to you and to your life flourishing as it's important for you to eat food every day. For your physical body to function as it should, you eat every day, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And in the very same way, for your spiritual body to function the way it should, you should spend time in God's word consistently every day. You see, we don't read the Bible because we have to. We read the Bible because we need to. Reading the Bible regularly isn't some extra thing that good Christians do. It's a normal thing that normal Christians do. And if you're not a follower of Jesus, a great place to understand what your friends believe and why is to spend time in God's word. One example, one suggestion to you would be the Gospel of John, which talks about the life of Jesus and his work here on earth. We don't read the Bible because we have to. We read the Bible because we need to. We need it to sustain our lives, to show us the way to go, to help us to live a life of more joy and less scars. You heard Addie talk about it, that when she spent time in God's word helped her with her anxiety and with her pride and with her desire to perform or to look a certain way, because that's what God's word does. It changes people. I know for me, that's true. When I was your age, younger, and even a little bit older, I was easily annoyed, easily angered, impatient, harsh with my words. And then I would read one verse in particular in Proverbs 25, verse 28, which says, like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. And I realized that I lacked self-control. I couldn't control when I got angry or how I responded or what I did or what I said. And so I was just like a city whose walls are broken down. In other words, I was vulnerable to attack from the enemy. And let me tell you, the enemy wants to attack you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to wreck your life. But that verse challenged me that in building up my self-control, I was building up my defenses against the enemy. And maybe that's a verse for you to reflect on and apply to your own life. And so the third reason why you should read your Bible, why it's so important, is that its clear insights give you more joy and less scars. And so in summary, as we wrap up and sing, you should read the Bible because of the immeasurable value it brings to your life now and forever. Okay? It gives you wisdom now. It gives you more joy and less scars now. And the truth that's in there reminds you and gives you the only hope that we have in this broken world. Man, I wish this message is so personal and real to me, because I want every single one of you to experience a life with more joy and less scars, a life where you're walking wisely. And it comes when you spend time in his word. So I'm going to give you a couple points of application, and then we're done. So here's the first thing that I want to encourage you or challenge you with. I don't know where you are. I don't know how much you read the Bible or what you think about the Bible, but here's what I want to challenge you with. Spend 15 minutes reading the Bible for 4 days during the week. So I'm not even going to every single day. I hope that you would, but I know for some of you, even 4 times a week is a huge jump, and I think it's a great place to start. So this isn't a test of if you're a really good Christian or not. This is just a way to help you see who God is, see more of who he is, experience his wisdom, experience more joy and less scars. Spend time. I want to challenge you, if you never have, to spend time reading the Bible for 15 minutes. You can spare 15 minutes. I know you can. And the most important place that I know you can is by you going and checking your screen time on your phone. And I know all of you, the majority of you, spend hours upon hours to where you don't even notice that you are. You can spend 15 minutes. You can spare 15 minutes to see and understand more of who God is. So that's the challenge. And when you do that, I guess you want to know, hey, how do I read the Bible? Where do I even start? How do I do this? So great. I got 3 questions that I want to share with you that you can always ask whenever you're spending time in God's word. That's super simple, super easy. Here are the 3 questions. What does this passage, where I'm reading, what does it tell me about God? Like his character, who he is, what he does, what he's like. What does it tell me about God? What does it tell me about myself? And what does it call me to believe or do? Right? What does it tell me about God? What does it tell me about me? And how should I respond? What should I believe? What should I do in response to what I just read? That's really simple. And if you do that with any passage of scripture, I think you're going to be encouraged and blessed. And I want to give you some resources, right? Because sometimes it really is confusing or very difficult to understand some passages of scripture as you're reading through the Bible. And so I want to throw up a couple of resources that I use all the time when I'm spending time in God's word or when I'm preparing for this message. When I was preparing to give this message, I use multiple of the things on this screen. So take a picture of it. We'll throw it up on our Instagram story later on so you can have as well. But a couple of go-to commentaries that I would encourage are Enduring Word, Sonic Light, and the Blue Letter Bible. And then a couple of places that you can go to read articles, watch videos, or answer questions that you might have are also up on the screen. So you don't have to know everything. You don't have to be a scholar. All you need to do is start, okay? And then I want to encourage you with this, to pray, to practice the discipline of spending time in God's word and pray for the desire. Here's what I mean. I know that sometimes when you're reading the Bible or when you know that you should and you're like, I don't really want to, or I got this thing coming up, so I'm going to go do that instead. But I want to challenge you to practice the discipline and ask God to help you grow in your desire to where you're like, man, I got to get into God's word. Just like when you are super hungry after practice or after a long day and you're kind of grumpy because all you need is food and you know that that's exactly what your body wants. I want and I hope that you pray to get to that point where you wake up every day and you go, man, I need spiritual food. So practice the discipline and pray for the desire. And then the last point of application that is a suggestion for you is to give the gift of God's word. And so our church is doing is presenting an opportunity to every single one of us to give Bibles away to people who can't afford it or don't have access to it. Do you know that there are places around this world that if someone is caught holding this, like they'd be killed. Literally killed for their belief in Jesus or their trust in this book. And we have it on our shelves, catching dust, or on our phones. The app hasn't been opened in forever. But our church has a great opportunity to resource people locally and people all over the world, in Haiti, in the Dominican Republic, in the Middle East, in India, with Bibles. And so, yes, you can take a picture of that QR code and you'll get more information about how you can partner by giving God's word to someone who doesn't have it so that they can experience their soul being revived, so that they can have the wisdom that comes with knowing God's word, and so that they can experience a life of more joy and less scars. I pray that that's not just true for them out there if you take advantage of this opportunity, but that it's true of you. Spending time in God's word is one of the most important things that you could do every single day. It is your most valuable possession. So let's sing to the God who gave us his word, who gave us the message of hope that transforms our lives. So I invite you to stand with me and let's sing.